painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It's time again for the Frozen River Film Festival here in Winona. The festival is happening February 7th through the 11th, and this year's theme is creativity and innovation. We sat down with the director of the festival, Sarah Enzenauer, to talk about what kinds of films we can expect to see, and also what it takes to put on a film festival such as this. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Sarah Enzenauer, and this is Artbeat. I'm here with Sarah Enzenauer, festival director for the Frozen River Film Festival. How are you doing today, Sarah?
Pretty good. A little cold, but good.
It is a little chilly out there, but we're glad to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks.
So this is, if I understand correctly, this is your first year as the director of the festival, right?
Yeah, this is the fourth festival that I've helped out with, but my first year in this position working on the administrative side of things.
Okay. What did you do for the festival before?
I started as one of the technical interns my first year. I was a Winona State student. And then after that, I was the technical director. And then last year, I was the technical director and the screening committee coordinator.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So you've really been involved with the festival for a while then, huh?
Yeah, I've gotten a little taste of multiple areas. So then that really did help as I stepped into the administrative side of things. I knew how a lot of different areas worked already.
Okay, so it's a good fit then.
Cool.
Is there anything new and different that we might see at this year's festival? You know, different venues, different categories?
The categories are all the same. We're still using the same venues this year. We have two events that are taking place at St. Mary's, both in the Salvey Hall. So that's a little bit different this year. We have a lot of directors coming, and we have a really big... We have a large number of Minnesota films, so that's kind of also a new thing that we really try to focus on this year.
Okay, that's great. Since we highlight Minnesota artists, that works well for us too.
Yeah.
Great. What does it take? I mean, you've been involved with the festival for a while, even though this is your first year as director. What does it take to put together a festival like this? It seems like it's probably a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah, there are a lot of conversations that happen not behind closed doors, but kind of in the background where there's staff members, we talk with community members and the board, and we're all just kind of trying to figure out, we look at the different comments that we've gotten from people and then what we're able to change this year and what is in like our 3-year plan. So there's a lot of that kind of planning for now, planning for the future. There's a lot of grant writing.
Oh, wow.
A lot of time goes into that. And just kind of keeping track of everything too has been really interesting, trying to figure out how to balance all of the different areas that we're trying to do, like coordinating the atrium and working with the filmmakers and things like that.
Wow. So you're already planning for future festivals then also, huh?
Yeah. We're setting goals for future festivals, future years, just to kind of give us something to work towards.
Okay. Nice. What is the selection process like, and how many categories do you have?
We have 4 different categories. So our 4 categories are world culture, extreme sports, environment, and adventure.
Okay. Wow.
And the selection process, it takes place throughout the year. We start in about end of February, sometime between there and May. And we go through, this year we went through October for accepting film submissions. And then after that, our committee gets 1 month left to kind of watch all the rest of the things they haven't gotten around to. So this year we had about 12 different people from the community, different genders, different walks of life. Mm-hmm. We try and keep it as diverse as we can.
Right.
And they all watch the films. They give reviews and then star ratings to that. Then help myself and the screening committee coordinator then sit down and decide what it is that's going to fit in with our festival.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a pretty big process then. Have you seen all or most of the films?
Not this year, actually, which is a really big change for me. The last 2 years, I was the one that watched every single film that was in the festival. So I had seen everything. And this year, there's a very small selection that I've seen, but all the other ones I haven't seen, I've heard really good things about them.
Cool. So I bet you're excited to see them then.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to see a couple.
Cool. Is there anything coming into the festival that you're, really excited to see? Are there some films that are, we're looking forward to here?
Yeah, so some of the ones I haven't seen yet, Dolores is one of the ones that is getting a lot of hype around town here. Okay. That's about Dolores Huertas. She was part of the movement that got the labor union going and things with that. So we have two screenings of that. The one on Saturday is going to have Spanish subtitles, and then the one on Sunday will won't have the subtitles, but it'll be in English, I guess. So yeah, that's one that a lot of people are talking about. And one of the favorite ones that I have seen, it's called The Farthest. It's about when in the 70s when NASA sent the two Voyager probes out into the into space. And it was just a really moving film to watch and to watch the scientists get really emotional about things. And I'm not really big into science, and I was enthralled with this film. So that was that's one that I keep telling people about, and really excited to have that one at the festival as well.
And even though that was the 70s, it's somewhat timely because I believe they just the last one just left the solar system or something like that.
They talk about that in the film too, where they think both of them are at this point. So yeah, it was kind of a really neat look at it.
Cool What else are we looking forward to?
Yeah, another one we're looking forward to, The First Daughter and the Black Snake. That is a film that Winona LaDuke has been involved in, and we just recently found out that she is going to be joining us at the festival. So we'll have her there, and we will have the director of the film. And this just kind of covers the big oil and kind of everything that was going on with that in the last year.
Pipelines and things of that nature.
Yeah, but we're really excited to have Winona LaDuke back again.
Cool. You know, we talked about the selection process a little bit. What do you think makes a really good documentary film?
I think the content is, for me, that is always like the thing that really kind of stands out a lot of times. Even if you're... it's not as polished as some of the big documentaries. If you have really good content and a lot of passion and you've done your research, I think those really shine through quite a bit.
And you've said that there was a push to get more Minnesota filmmakers involved, and that we have, you know, quite a few this year. How has the response been from the Minnesota filmmaking community as a whole? You know, did you get a lot of submissions? Did everyone get in, or...?
This was the first year that we really kind of pushed for that. We also have a Minnesota Filmmaker Award this year, and so we were really trying to get the word out. So in the first year, it wasn't as many as I think we anticipated, but definitely now that people know that we have a cash award tied to this, I think that's going to help in future years. I think almost all of the Minnesota filmmakers that sent things... they were all really good quality films, so they did make it in.
Cool. So we got some good competition for that Minnesota Award.
Yeah, we got some really, really talented Minnesota artists here.
Excellent. And I also read that there's live music at some of the events between the films. Who can we expect to see at that?
I don't actually know. Okay. That was one of the things that Daniel Munson, our assistant director, was in charge of this year. So I'm not sure who they are.
Okay. Is that something new this year? Or have they done that in the past?
That's been done in the past.
Okay. That's kind of nice, though. Something in between the films to relax and, you know, kind of decompress to watch the next film.
We try to keep those all Minnesota-based, too. So.
Oh, great.
I think most of them are.
Great. A lot of Minnesota artists, then. And then I wanted to ask about the 32nd Film Festival. Now, that's connected to Frozen River, correct?
Yes, it is.
And how did that work? That was, what, back in October, I believe?
Yeah, so that was kind of something that had been set up to... it was an off-season event, and it was a way for us to work with the public and really encourage people here in Winona to start creating their own art. Because there hasn't been a lot of filmmaking here, in the past at least, and now there are a lot of people that are kind of coming out and really trying their hat at it. And we have some pretty good people that have come out of that. So, yeah, the 32nd Film Festival is a way that we've been trying to reach out to the community and really help build that art form up here.
Right. And I know there was, because we did a short show on it, and I know there were some really young filmmakers there too. How old are the filmmakers in the Frozen River Film Festival? Do we have age categories, or are there anything of that nature?
I don't know that we collect that information, actually.
Oh, okay.
That would be interesting, though. I think most of them are in their late 20s to late 50s age range. But yeah, I guess I don't really know.
I was just curious because I know some of them were pretty young at the 32nd one, you know, and it was kind of neat to see their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's something we're trying to go more towards, is to offer sets that are going to be filled with high school filmmakers or college filmmakers and things like that, to really kind of encourage people in the community to start creating film and really kind of bring that art form up here.
Okay, great. So that's something we can expect in the future, huh?
Yes, yeah, that is one of our future goals that we're working towards.
Excellent, excellent. What else can we expect from the future?
Art is really the biggest thing that we're trying to work on right now. That's definitely kind of the all-encompassing thing. We are also trying to figure out more ways that we can kind of create a community in the atrium during the festival as well, to kind of bring people together over something. So that's another area that we're kind of exploring and trying different things out.
Okay, okay. Like, what might we see in the atrium?
One of the ideas we have is trying to work with local volunteer agencies in town, I guess, and figuring out ways to help people that, you know, you just seen a film and you're really passionate about whatever the issue is, and then to be able to connect them and say, you know, here's somewhere that you can put time in to help out in that area. So we're kind of looking to, as people come out all fired up and ready to start helping out, we're trying to help them channel that energy into places that can use their help.
Okay, okay. So really involve the community then too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Really trying to create that community aspect and really bring that up as much as we can.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like the festival's been quite a success over the last few years, so
yeah.
Hopefully we can get more community members involved and grow and grow. Cool. Where can people get tickets? Like, can you buy tickets for individual films, or do you have to buy a pass for a day? How does it work?
Yeah, so we have a couple different options. First off, all of the Winona area students are completely free. So that's college students and high school. Everyone gets in for free. And then we are at Chapter 2 Books, and our box office is open. Monday through Friday, we'll be there from noon to 6 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we're there noon to 3 p.m. selling tickets. And the different passes that we have the Big Muddy Pass, and that gets you into all of the events during the festival.
Okay.
We have the Saturday Pass, which is all of the films on Saturday. We have individual tickets, and that will get you into an individual set or an individual workshop.
Okay.
And then we also have a Donor Premiere Pass, which is a little bit different this year than what we've had. It has a $50 tax-deductible donation added onto it. So a $50 tax-deductible donation. And it's just a way for us to really thank the people that are putting in extra effort into us. And we want to acknowledge those that are donating and really helping to support us.
Cool, cool. You mentioned workshops in there. What kind of workshops can we expect?
We have a couple different filmmaking workshops. One is about storytelling and documentary filmmaking. Another is in cross-cultural storytelling.
Oh, cool.
And the third workshop is about distribution.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. So we get to see a lot of different aspects of the filmmaking industry then, huh?
Yeah. It kind of gives you a little bit for those that are just starting out in filmmaking, or for those that have been filmmaking for a little bit now and they want to figure out how to kind of take it to the next step.
Okay. Okay. Great. And then as far as the scheduling goes, is there somewhere people can go, like online, to view the schedule and check it out?
Yeah, our schedule is posted online on our website, which is frozenriver.org. We have programs distributed throughout town, so they're in coffee shops, in libraries. We also have a bunch of programs in Chapter 2 Books as well.
Okay, okay. Is there anything else that you think we might want to know about here?
A lot of the films I've been hearing a lot of really good things, so I think we have a really good program this year, and we're excited to share that with everybody.
Okay, okay, great, great. Well, I've been talking with Sarah Enzenauer, director of the Frozen Film Festival here in town.
Frozen River Film Festival.
Frozen River Film Festival. And it's been great talking with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks again to Sarah Enzenauer, director of the Frozen River Film Festival, for talking with us today. The Frozen River Film Festival takes place February 7th through the 11th. More information on showtimes, tickets, venue locations, and descriptions of the films can be found at frff.org. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this has been ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.